News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Taoiseach and election of Simon Harris. We're joined now by Hugh O'Connell, political editor with the Sunday Times. Good morning to you, Hugh. Hugh, what do we expect from later on? It looks like Simon Harris will be a shoo-in and then the cabinet reshuffle. How is this all going to play out?
Yeah, the Dáil meets at 10:30 this morning, and as you say, Simon Harris is a shoo-in. In fact, no other opposition party appears likely at this point to be putting up an alternative nominee for Taoiseach. So Simon Harris will be elected probably with between around 86, 87 votes of the Dáil, a few independent TDs in on top of the government TDs. They're voting for him to become Taoiseach, the state's youngest ever Taoiseach. And then he will head up to Áras an Uachtaráin to receive his seal of office from the President, Michael D. Higgins. And then he will spend the afternoon setting about appointing his cabinet. And the indications are that the reshuffle will be fairly conservative in nature. I mean, he has two vacancies at cabinet to fill, his own and the position
in higher education. Yeah.
The Taoiseach is obviously leaving the cabinet. Leo Varadkar, and Simon, he is the, and then there's the Enterprise Minister, Simon Coveney. So within that, you can expect, I think, the promotion of Peter Burke, the junior minister, the Minister of State for EU Affairs. He appears to be a shoe-in for promotion to cabinet, most likely, I think, maybe to the Department of Enterprise. And then there's speculation around the future of the Chief Whip, Hildegard Nocton, who may be elevated to a full cabinet ministry. Jennifer Carroll McNeill, the junior finance minister, also features in discussions. And then there's others like Patrick O'Donovan, the Office of Public Works minister, and also Neil Richmond, the junior enterprise minister, who's been widely tipped for this elevated role of EU affairs minister. This will still be a junior ministry, but
they're going to kind of soup it up in some way.
Soup it up, exactly, but not make it a super junior ministry.
Obviously, a lot of speculation about what might happen in the role of justice.
Yeah, I mean, the smart money seems to be going towards Helen McEntee remaining on as Justice Minister. Certainly those have been the kind of reports in the last few days. I mean, one caveat to all of this, Ciara, really, is that we're all in the realm of speculation. It is informed to some degree, but ultimately the man whose decision this is keeping his cards fairly close to his chest. And they always do. And there's always one or two surprises potentially in store
That is the thing, isn't it? Whether or not Simon Harris decides to upset an apple cart today and come out and do something unexpected, which would be a laying down of a marker, or whether he is tending to all of the stable and keeping everyone happy. He is a kind of a guy who seems to like to keep people happy in general.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. I think that's a fair analysis. And I think that, look, ultimately he's hamstrung slightly by the decisions he's already had to make in order to become leader of Fine Gael. So, for example, Heather Humphreys will be remaining in cabinet, remaining as Social Protection and Rural Affairs Minister, because he cut a deal with her that she would back him for the leadership of the party when some had been urging her to run for the leadership of the party in return for remaining in post. But also she was appointed over the weekend as Fine Gael's deputy leader, largely ceremonial position, but a position in the party.
A role previously held by Simon Coveney.
Yeah, correct. So she'll be kind of the second most important person within the party. He relies on her, I think, for advice and guidance. You know, their relationship has always been a very close one, going right back to when they were both elected to the Dáil on the same day in 2011. She has been a cabinet for 10 years now. So, I mean, you could argue that if Simon Harris really wanted to freshen things up, the likes of her, the likes of Pascal Donoghue could be at risk. And also, obviously, you know, there's been a lot of speculation around Helen McEntee. But, you know, Pascal Donoghue, by virtue of his position as chair of the Eurogroup, it would be seen really as impossible
virtue of his close relationship with Michael McGrath that is a sort of a seen as a glue between the two parties?
Yeah, certainly, yeah. And I mean, you know, judging by some of the reaction from Fianna Fáil backbenchers over the last few weeks, I mean, if you read Willie O'Dea at the weekend and the Sunday Independent, there's certainly, you know, there's some misgivings in Fianna Fáil about allowing all of this to happen, that Fine Gael has had 2 weeks to kind of talk about itself, and there's been a lot of focus on Fine Gael the last two weeks. Fianna Fáil hasn't really featured in that discussion, neither has the Green Party for that matter. So, you know, Simon Harris will have some work to do to, it's not so much mend bridges, but certainly just to build up those relations within the coalition. So the idea of removing one of the key axes of this government, the relationship between Finance Minister Michael McGrath, Fianna Fáil, and the Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donoghue and Fine Gael, would not be one, I think, that would appeal to him. So I think, all told, and you have to remember that a lot of your listeners probably aren't interested in the intricacies of all of this, but all told, I think we're in for a fairly conservative reshuffle at this point. That is the expectation.
We shall watch and wait, and thank you for all of that analysis. That is Hugh O'Connell, their political editor with the Sunday Times.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.